promise. You do like the place, don't you? I hope you're satisfied with everything.
Oh, I am. It's going to be exactly the place for me. I mean, it's so quiet, Mrs. Barker.
Oh, just you call me Lucy, miss. I was Lucy all my life to the old lady who owned this cottage, and I've been Lucy to you, if you don't mind.
Thank you. That'll be nice.
We're like that in Dorset. Very neighbourly we are, you'll see. You'll be ever so happy here. Better than London any day, little Wimbrook is.
It's a lovely garden.
Ah, now that's my cousin Willie does the garden. Mm-hmm. It's always pretty in the springtime. He'll work for you if you want him. You write books, they tell me, miss.
Yes, about historical characters.
Oh, yes. There's something for all taste, is what I say. Oh, brought your cat, have you?
He's not mine.
Well, I never. Ugly-looking customer, indeed. He don't belong in the village, that I do know. You go along. Shh, go on, go on. You'd best take him to the vet, miss.
Oh.
Why, I shouldn't think he's anybody's pet. Not looking like that.
Oh, no, the vet, I couldn't. Perhaps he'll go away.
Go away, cat. Not him. Look at those nasty eyes of his. You shut him out, miss.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't give him house room, not for 5 minutes. Shall I get you some tea before I go?
No, please don't bother.
Very well. See you tomorrow, then.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock, be all right?
Yes. And thank you, Lucy.
It's a pleasure, Miss Cannon. Goodbye, then. Till tomorrow. Mm.
Now, Cat, I put a record on the player. Then I'll have some coffee, and you can have some milk, and we'll see if Lucy's put something you might like into the larder. We'll make friends. It's true. I do need someone to talk to.
Hello, Willie. Not going home to your tea yet?
Well, I'm just finishing these two rolls. She's in there, as per usual, typing. And the floor is covered with screwed up paper.
Mm-hmm. Been doing a bit of spying, have you?
She's in a right old tizzy, you ask me. Gets up, walks around, talking, pulling faces. Damn right peculiar and nasty with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I puts my head in through the window and says, should I pick the house leeks off the thatch? And she says, ever so short, you do what you like, Mr. Arlock. You got no call to speak to me like that. She's funny in the top story. That's what she is.
Well, I don't find her nasty. I like her. She does talk to herself a bit, I agree. But she's not so funny she won't give you the sack if you turn up tiddly every day.
What do you mean, tiddly?
Oh, I'm going in for a minute. Then I'll be out and we can walk home together. I'll see you past the dog and whistle.
Mm.
Oh, leave that paper alone, Cat. Come in.
My goodness, miss. We'll have to get you a bigger wastebasket, I can see.
Yes, I've thrown away a fortnight and reams of paper, I'm afraid.
It's the fishman's day to call, so I brought you a nice flounder for your supper.
A flounder? Just the fish for me.
Eh? You won't give it all to that cat, will you?
No, I won't.
Don't seem to want a budge from you, do he?
No, he's very settled down.
I wouldn't like to have him staring at me all day. I should shut him out, miss. They say if a cat stays in the house more than a week, he won't leave of his own accord.
I find him company.
Oh, I've put the fish in the fridge mm-hmm. and made you a pot of tea.
Thank you.
And I lit the grill and laid some slices of bread to toast. Mm. They'll only be a minute before they need turning. Would you like me to see to them, miss?
No, Lucy, no thanks. I'll turn them.
Now, you won't forget them, will you?
No.
Well, I'll be off then. See you in the morning.
Oh, Oh, Cat, there's nothing to be said that's new. Damn Napoleon and all his rotten family. I'm sick of him. But why didn't I stand out for some other character in some other century? I've sworn to myself to finish another 2 pages today.
Something's burning.
Heavens, the toast! Only just in time. One moment more and... Someone, I heard someone... No, it's impossible. That man's voice said, I heard him. And there's no one here to speak. Cat, did you speak? Of course you didn't. Cats don't speak. Yet something was burning, the toast. And how did I know I didn't smell it? But I must have smelt it. And it's quite an ordinary thing to think one hears... Oh, I must pull myself together. I mustn't let myself... Cat, I wish you sometimes said meow instead of just staring at me out of those alarming telepathic eyes of yours. Well, do you want milk? No? Well, I don't want that tea either. I don't actually care for tea. I'll buy some wine one day soon, and I'll hide this commission in a drawer and consider what I'd like to write about instead. We'll play some more music. And we'll sit down, and we'll have a think, shall we, Kat?
So what do you make of it, Lucy? All these days and not a tap on that machine of hers. You reckon she's ill?
She eats all right. Says she's thinking.
Drove into Dorchester yesterday and she come back...
With a lot of wine bottles, I know.
Who'll be tiddly now?
Wine's different.
If you say so.
She's all right.
What? Sitting all day idle with that animal crouched down beside her? I don't call that all right. She's got a funny look about her, Lucy. Very funny.
She's staring out of the window at us, see?
Wondering what we're on about. Putting the evil eye, perhaps.
We're off now, Willie and me. Goodbye, miss.
Goodbye.
Damn. Hello?
Hermione, you haven't called me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Now, you're not still brooding about Luke and the divorce, are you, dear?
No, I've put all that behind me.
Yes, well, I wish I believed you.
I'm stuck with my work, that's all. I've decided to abandon it and tackle someone from the ancient world. Perhaps I'm Greek.
Why a Greek?
Well, the Greeks haven't been so combed over as the Romans. What between writers and filmmakers and the TV, Romans are out.
Shall I come down now?
No, not yet.
Hermione, take my advice and come back to London. You're being very obstinate.
Don't harry me, Michael. You sound so husbandish.
But that's what I want to be, your husband.
Michael, please.
Oh, very well. Well, goodbye now, and look after yourself.
Goodbye, Michael. He makes me feel guilty, Cat. Terribly guilty.
Rubbish.
What?
No, I said rubbish.
You do talk. My God, you really do.
Oh, certainly. But I prefer a more interesting subject than your Michael.
Oh, dear. This is rather bad. Where's my sedative?
Oh, your manners are atrocious. Muttering, searching for sedatives. Stop looking for that bottle. Well, have you no conversational gifts? You are, after all, supposed to be a professional user of words.
I really can't believe... I mean,
You've taken me so by surprise.
Properly thoughtful people are never taken by surprise.
No one expects a cat to talk, you know. In fact, cats don't talk. A talking cat is, well, it's just not a possibility.
It's the small-minded who put limits on possibility.
Yes, that may be true.
It is true. Now, I have been considering you and weighing up my rightness in having chosen to come here. And having judged your capabilities, I have concluded that we might work together.
Work together?
Like you, I am something of a historical biographer. You say you are sick of Napoleon. Sick was, I believe, the word you used, and are toying with the idea of tackling some character of classical renown.
Goodness.
Well, I must tell you that I am uniquely able to present you certain Roman personalities of the first century A.D. My special period.
Yes.
You say the Romans have been too thoroughly combed over, an odious expression, but I am in a position to refute this. Now, I suggest we combine my knowledge and your ability to type, and so work to our mutual advantage.
Our mutual advantage?
Must you repeat my words, parrot fashion? You'll have to get rid of that habit, and quickly. I'm not a very patient cat.
I'll try.
Well, come. Let's have a little drink. I'm sorry you bought French wine. Italian, particularly the Roman variety, is much better, if you know how to choose. Fill my saucer, will you?
With wine?
Naturally. I only drink milk to maintain my alias.
Well, there you are.
Not bad. Now, make room for me on the table. Oh, thank you. Move your glass. Thus, he can talk more conveniently. And tell me, have you studied the Rome of the first century?
Well, not really, not since I left school.
No matter. All that needs to be told lies on the tip of my tongue. The most interesting, the most compulsively attractive, and the most misunderstood and maligned Roman of all that century is the Emperor Nero.
Nero? But he was...
What was he? I shall tell you. He was the son of two monsters of cruelty and greed. He was the nephew of that stuttering emperor who's been given a new look by one of your poets and popularized in the media.
Claudius.
The man who adopted the child Nero, then left him to three tutors. A Syrian dancer, a Tyrolese sword fighter, and her Greek hairdresser, who were the lovers of the boy's terrible mother.
His mother was Agrippinilla.
Correct. And a byword in Rome. She rivaled Messalina herself in vileness.
And Nero took after her, didn't he?
No, quite the contrary. He resembled his grandfather. Like Germanicus, he was born frank, modest, generous, and noble.
Oh, cat, surely not.
Moreover, he was beautiful beyond the dreams of poets and had the pure soul of a musician.
Also the heart and hands of a murderer. I'm afraid you can't sell me Nero. I know about him.
Well, that he fiddled while Rome burned, perhaps.
A little more than that.
Oh, yes, stuff learned from history books. It's lies. It's all lies.
You do champion him.
Are you interested in writing a new appraisal of this man or not? Because if not...
Yes, I am interested. I really am.
Well, then I am prepared to put you on trial. But first I'll take a little more wine. Now, fill your glass too, if you care to.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello? What brought you here this time of day?
I'm fetching back her washing.
What do you make of it then, Lucy? Her typing again. 10 days now, and there she's been, tap, tap, tapping, the sheets of paper piled tidy on the desk. It's queer, isn't it?
No, she's got the knack again. That's what.
It's the wine that's done it. She's putting it away like 1 o'clock.
Wine, get along. She's just clever. I'll go in quiet so as not to disturb her.
But truth is not suppressed forever.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Charm and beauty
warmed the hearts of men as well as women.
Oh, my word.
Was incapable of the deeds attributed to him.
Oh, goodness heavens. Has she gone loopy or what? I'd better go and see.
Committed 100 murders in...
Miss? Oh, I fancy...
You shouldn't disturb me while I'm working.
I'm sorry, miss, I did knock. But I thought you'd got a visitor. The voice, I mean.
Voice? I was reading through my work.
You, miss?
Well, there's no one else here, is there? Look, Lucy, I wonder, would you go and shop for me? See what I need, and there's a £5 note in the tin on the dresser.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll go now. I'll be back soon.
Oh, dear, we must take care you don't speak when she or Willie are in hearing distance, Cat.
You're the least convincing liar I've ever listened to, and I've listened to a good few.
Well, she didn't believe me, did she?
No.
It's awkward. Oh, don't let's think about it. Cat, I'm sorry, but these assertions about Nero, whom you attempt to whitewash...
Whitewash?
Well?
It seems you're no better than my previous hosts.
Your previous host?
Don't repeat my words. Don't do it.
Look, do you know who you remind me of? My husband. He had a tendency, just like you, to be overbearing and disparaging. You want to watch it, Cat?
It may be you, dear lady, who will need to do the watching.
Oh, don't be angry. No, tell me about your former hosts.
They were bigoted, incredulous, and stupid, too. Now, I've had many of them, but none lived up to my expectation. I chose them, as I thought, carefully, as I chose you. But my associations with them ended, more often than not, in unfortunate accidents in which they were eliminated. Oh, very sad.
I believe I'll be an exception among your hosts. We've got on so agreeably up to now.
Yes. But unhappily, you've begun to annoy me.
Sorry.
Now, on what subject were we touching when we were interrupted?
Agrippinilla, again. You really do hate her, don't you?
She takes pride among the people I've hated.
Yes, I thought so. You seem to hate a lot of people in your special period, but Agrippinilla most of all.
She is the most wholly hateful.
And so you justify her son's murder of her?
She twisted me. She tried to swallow me alive. She drove me to a kind of insanity. Had I not the right to cause her to be executed?
Cat?
Yes?
Who are you?
A black cat who has watched the centuries go by and suffered at the hands of persons who wield pens.
And your mother, was she a black cat too?
My mother was a devil.
Whose name was Agrippinilla?
Whose name was Agrippinilla.
So you are Nero. I should have guessed before. I certainly recognize something extraordinary in you. And you are Nero. You are Nero. I believe it, yes.
Oh, belief is the minimum one can expect from even the silliest being posing as an intellectual. Now, let us continue. The hitherto undivulged facts, which I...
Nero?
How dare you interrupt me?
Nero, these facts, we shall have to produce good evidence of them.
You question my veracity at your peril, woman. I'm afraid you're to prove another disappointment.
Shh, shh, shh. I implore you, keep your voice down, especially when Lucy comes back. She has such sharp ears.
One of which she'll press to this door.
Oh, Lucy, she's utterly honest.
Oh, how badly I misjudge your intelligence. Are you forgetting that my unique position has enabled me to watch her rummaging through your desk drawers, listening at keyholes? Your stupidity will make it impossible for me to work with you, I fear. I'm wasting my time here.
Oh, Cat, don't be so touchy, please.
Don't call me Cat. I, Nero, have offered you remarkable matter for a book, and you treat me with no more reverence than if I were an animal. I am a god. Treat me as such, women. I made a mistake to pick a woman for my collaborator. I've always despised women. Well, I shall go out.
Oh, Nero, yeah. Nero, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. I got on the wrong side of him. What a shame.
Never you mind, Lucy. I got me theories, and this is them. She's a witch, and that animal's a witch's cat. It
talks.
No. She puts on a voice. You know, like actors on the telly.
Never. I don't reckon I'll come back here no more. That cat gave me a fair fright just now. It jumped through the window with its fur on end and raced past me like the devil out of hell.
Oh, the new moon's upset him. Yeah, I must get indoors. And you keep your trap shut, old Willie. We don't want no trouble in the neighborhood.
Meow. Take that record off.
I like it.
Now take it off.
Oh, very well.
Where's my dinner?
You're late. It's almost dark. I hardly expected you back, so I've eaten already.
Fish? You kept me some.
Yes, it's in the frying pan.
I'll eat it. Actually, I returned because there's a little piece of work I must on no account leave undone. You go to the kitchen and light the gas and add plenty of oil to the fish. Plenty, you hear? And leave the bottle on the table. I may need more.
Your outing doesn't seem to have done you much good. Oh! Look! The window. That's Willie's face at the window.
Witch! That's what you'll be. Witch!
My God, he's really jumping.
You,
what should I do?
Stone you. And you,
go away.
Cat, that's what I'll do.
Go away!
Forget what's coming to you, witch.
God, it's terrifying.
Now, what do you know of terror in your petty little life? Now, he's gone.
Oh.
Go to the kitchen. Go along.
Cat. It was our last bottle.
Don't call me Cat.
Oh, really, on top of everything, you have to spill the wine. Heavens! My typescript.
Oh, it's of no consequence.
Well, it is to me. You did it out of malice. Where are you going?
To do a little cooking.
No, leave it alone. It's heating. And don't jump on the stove. Be careful. Oh. It's too bad. Pages spoiled, soaked. The floor. Oh, what are you up to in there? Cat! Come here! Come here! Now look what you've done.
Oh, a little wine and a few wet pages. What are they in the light of eternity?
I wish you were as good at shutting doors as you are at philosophizing.
Sit down. Be calm. Calamity should be met with courage. That has always been my advice to my hosts. Start the record again, if you care to. I find violin music is such a good accompaniment to disaster.
It's the opinion of the village that I'm a witch and you are my familiar.
I'm used to obloquy.
I, however, am not.
Witches are rather in vogue at the moment. But something tells me you won't have to sustain the role for long.
Cat, that smell.
So you've noticed it.
Something's burning.
Yes.
The olive oil. You've broken the bottle onto the stove. You did it out of spite.
Well, shouldn't you go and smother the flames?
Oh, the whole place is ablaze. Out! We must get out.
I shall jump through the window. I fear it's too small for you. I wish you a long goodbye.
Nero, please. I'll do it. I will. I've done it. Help! Help! Fire!
Wasn't there hope, miss? Not once the thatch caught.
My cottage. It's just a shell now. I've lost everything.
You're still alive, though. However you got through that window, I don't know.
Fear forced me through.
At least your car's not harmed. Will you go back to London, miss?
No. To Dorchester. To a hotel. I have to think. Are you still there? This line's rather bad, Michael.
No, I've heard everything you've said. But what are you going to do now? I mean, where will you go?
Abroad, perhaps. You know we could never have been married, don't you, Mike?
But yet, all the same...
Now, how could there be any all the same? Dear Mike, you think me mad and I think you maddening. When Cat sprang through that window, he not only took my husband, he took the whole of my past life with him. I shall have to start again.
Where will you start again?
Rome, I think.
Rome?
Oh, not to look for Nero. I've done with historical biographies. No, I'd like to write a novel. Goodbye, dear Mike.
Goodbye, Hermione.